With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A leading economist is slamming Republican members of Congress for suggesting increased corporate tax rates while also telling them failure to renew President Trump's tax cuts would be a $4 trillion tax increase. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Heritage Foundation fellow Stephen Moore says he's concerned about Republicans discussing an increase in the corporate tax rate, which was reduced to 21% in Trump's 2017 tax cut bill.
The tax cuts we did in 2017. Remember, when we did that, we've talked about this year after year. We sucked capital from the rest of the world. We became a magnet for capital investment in the United States, and we did bring manufacturing jobs back.
Moore tells the Salem Radio Network he has a message for the American youth.
Prepare yourself for the jobs of the future, not the past. And that's one thing that I think is important. We have to have the smartest kids. We got to do something about our schools. So when we graduate these kids from high school and college, they knew what they're doing. You know, you're not going to get a job with a sociology degree. Nobody wants a sociologist.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge is telling the Trump administration to correct the record about fired employees. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A U.S. district judge in California ordered the administration to provide probationary workers who were let go in mass firings a written statement saying they were not terminated for poor performance. Judge William Alsup issued the order in a lawsuit filed by labor unions. He found that the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully ordered the firings and used the pretense of poor performance to do so. The judge found it was impossible for federal agencies to assess each worker's performance in only a matter of days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You can find more on these stories, plus more breaking news, headlines, and analysis, everything at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. And now some good news. SRN's Michael Harrington has it to share.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that they may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal action due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked that staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or employees advocating on their behalf between January 2021 and January of this year. Millions of people belong to fantasy leagues of some sort, primarily the NFL, but Jason Walker reports on something in a league of its own.
Interest in gymnastics peaks with the Olympic cycle, but the sport is popular year-round on the Gymternet, an online global community for devoted fans. Major growth in name, image, and likeness deals and streaming has been accompanied by a surge in fantasy leagues. This year, more than 7,000 women's college gymnastic devotees have found their way to the Gymcastic fantasy platforms, and it continues to grow. Jason Walker reporting.
Eastern and Western churches celebrating Easter on the same day this year while marking 1,700 years since the Council of Nicaea unified Christian doctrine. Countries like Greenland and Finland already celebrate Easter together. This is SRN News.